Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chesity. Chief Minister Nipiryu has appealed to the central government to urgently review and withdraw the Protected Area Permit PAP regime in the state. In a letter written to Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday, Chief Minister Ryo stated that the recently concluded Nagaland Legislative Assembly session had deliberated extensively on the matter and unanimously adopted a resolution appealing to the centre to restore the relaxation that had earlier been in operation. He said the resolution reflects the united position of the elected representatives of the people cutting across all sections of the House. Mr. Ryo said the continuation of the PAP regime is adversely affecting the state's developmental aspirations and its efforts towards greater economic integration and engagement with the rest of the country and the world. Citing Nagaland as amongst the most peaceful states in the country, he said the ceasefire and ongoing peace process have brought immense dividends of peace, stability and tranquility over the years. He also said tourism in particular has emerged as an increasingly important pillar of Nagaland's economy and a significant source of livelihood and employment, especially for the youth. However, Mr. Ryo stated that with limited relaxation of PAP, it has complicated the state's government efforts to organize international festivals, investment meetings, cultural exchanges, sporting events and other programs involving overseas participation. Mr. Ryo therefore earnestly requested Mr. Shah's intervention and the favorable consideration of the Government of India for the immediate and complete withdrawal of the PAP regime from Nagaland. The Chief Minister assured that the Nagaland government remains fully committed to working closely with the Home Affairs Ministry and all concerned agencies to establish an appropriate monitoring and security mechanism that may be considered necessary while ensuring that legitimate national security considerations are fully safeguarded. The 18th BRICS summit is set to begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The two-day grand event will bring together 11 major emerging and developing economies, including Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, India, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and the UAE. During the high-level event, leaders of the BRICS member countries are expected to discuss key issues including global governance, multilateralism, trade and investment, technology, food and energy security, healthcare, disaster resilience and critical supply chains. The summit is being held under India's 2026 BRICS chairship with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. Several key world leaders will participate in the high-profile summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BRICS nations are emerging as important centers of global innovation and solutions. Addressing the leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said the economic strength of BRICS has grown at nearly twice the pace of the rest of the world. He said new possibilities for innovation, spanning everything from grassroots initiatives to frontier technologies, are taking shape within the BRICS countries.
आज ब्रिक्स के देश विश्व की 50% पॉपुलेशन 40% जीडीपी और 25% से अधिक ट्रेड को रिप्रेजेंट करते हैं। इन वर्षों में जहां ग्लोबल जीडीपी करीब 2.5 गुना हुई है, वहीं ब्रिक्स देशों की कंबाइंड जीडीपी करीब 4.5 गुना हुई है। यानी ब्रिक्स की इकोनॉमिक स्ट्रेंथ दुनिया की तुलना में करीब 2 गुनी रफ्तार से बढ़ी है।
The Prime Minister said, amid global uncertainties, India today offers a source of confidence for growth and stability. He called for Make in India, Innovate with India and Scale for the World. Stressing on importance of safe sea routes, the Prime Minister said global trade can move forward only when sea lanes are secure, supply routes remain open and seafarers are safe. The Dimapur Police Commissionerate has asked all vehicle owners and drivers in Dimapur, Chumukedema and Newland to ensure that their vehicle documents are valid and updated. a 30-day compliance window has been provided from the date of issuance of the press release to verify, renew or rectify deficiencies in documents. This includes registration certificate, driving license, insurance, PUC, fitness certificate and permit wherever applicable. The police said the compliance period is not an exemption from traffic laws and enforcement against violations and unsafe driving will continue. Special focus will be placed on vehicles registered outside Nagaland for over 12 months, juvenile driving, transfer of ownership, unauthorized flashing or strobe lights and dazzling or improperly modified headlights. The Commissionerate therefore appealed to the public to regularize documents and cooperate for safer roads and orderly traffic management. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.